Hey folks, this is Andrew, the producer of The Liars Club. Jessica, Felicia, and I want to say thank you so much for giving the podcast a listen. It means the world to us. If you could also please go and give us a rate, a subscribe, a review on whatever podcast app you're listening to, be it Spotify, Stitcher, the iTunes podcast app, Laughable, we would really, really appreciate that. Also, we have live episodes coming out, so be on the lookout for that. And we also have another live episode that we're going to be recording February 15th at the Ice House in Pasadena. So be on the lookout for tickets for that pretty soon. And thank you so much.
Welcome to the Liars Club. This is where we take our guests, we tell them to give us the truth, give us a lie, we figure out which is which. I'm Jessica Wellington.
I'm Felicia Michaels.
And you're about to get lied to.
First of all, Jessica, I just want to say I fucking missed you so much.
Dude, I missed you so much too. It's crazy. We were lost. We weren't together for like a week.
I know. It's terrible. Well, we haven't podcasted and Andrew is here.
Right. Oh, yeah. I forgot he was gone.
Yeah. He was all in Oklahoma trying to be funny, which is a fucking misery, I'm sure. I'm sure it was a lot of fun. But we have two wonderful guests, so I'm just going to get to it. Our first guest is a gentleman that just became the newest paid regular here at the Comedy Store. He is a video game director, and he's a very funny comedian. Please give it up for Mr. Lucas Hurl, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Yay! Thanks for
having me. Hey, Lucas. So were you stoked to find out that you were being made a regular? Did you know before everyone else and you couldn't say anything? Or
About a year ago, I got a phone call the next day. I'll never forget. I was at my desk, and Adam called at like 11:30.
Uh-huh.
And he let on that, like, you know, you did good, but
you didn't know
right away. But then about a minute in, he's like, you know, you killed your past.
Oh, nice.
And I cried right there. And he knew I was crying.
Did you really cry?
Yeah,
oh,
he knew
really?
I was crying on the phone. So he wrapped it up fast.
Oh, wow. He's like, oh, fuck.
And I also didn't ask if anybody else was passed, because it was after a showcase night on a Monday. So it was a Tuesday morning.
Right.
And I didn't think to ask, like, did anybody else get passed with me? I was just too
excited.
Like,
and
too excited. And then Josh Martin texted me and he said, hey, did you get passed? Or what did Adam tell you? Because he did ask, but all he heard was Luke got passed. So it could be Schwartz. It could be me. So he kind of tentatively asked me, like, was it you? And he didn't want to, you know, if I said I wasn't. Then,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's such a big deal when you become a regular here at the Comedy Store and you get your name on the wall. I mean, it changes your life.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
These two know about it.
Tell us more. Yeah. Did you get to pick where you put your name?
I did. I showed up early.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, I showed up at 10:30 a.m. when the painter came. That's the move. That's the move.
No,
you have to...
Yeah.
Right above Josh Martin.
What? What were you thinking?
No, it's right between Jeremiah and Patton Oswalt. And I love Patton Oswalt, and Jeremiah is a friend of mine, so it's great.
And above, as long as you're above Josh, that's probably good.
Well, I saw on Facebook Nicole Amy Schreiber, who became a regular too. She's like, do I go by Nicole Amy or Nicole Schreiber? Like, bitch, use that whole fucking name. You want the longest name possible when they put your name on the Comedy Store.
More
you know?
Estate,
yeah, for sure. Introduce our other guests.
Yes, this lovely woman. She runs a show here at the Comedy Store called Ride or Die, who I've had the pleasure of I've had the pleasure of doing her show. Although she is lovely. Please welcome Stacia Patwell.
Thank you.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you. It's Stacia Patwell, but it's all right. It's a cross I have to bear. My real name is Mary Anastasia. That's my full first name. Mary Anastasia. It's like two names.
Oh, like Anastasia.
Like Mary Kate or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
And they call me that till I was like three. Like Mary Anastasia. And finally my dad's like, she's not going to have any fucking friends. It's like 15 minutes soon. You know, so now it's Stacia, which still no one can say. So, you know.
Hey, we all have a cross to bear. I with the name Felicitas is my real name.
That's a real name.
Yeah, Felicitas. Really? You can imagine that growing up.
You should have put that on the Comedy Store wall.
I know. Yeah. And people would be like, Felicitas, who the fuck is that? Yeah. Wow. Should have, though, now. Yeah, now that I think back of it. But anyway, so for those of you that are listening for the first time, you're listening to The Liars Club. And what we do is we have two of our comedy pals come on, and we ask them each to tell two stories. One is the truth and one is a lie. And then Jessica and I will ask many questions, Jessica more than me. And we will try to suss out which one of your stories is some complete fucking bullshit.
I like that word, suss.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then we'll try to figure it out. And at the end, Jessica will pick out who is the biggest motherfucking liar.
Yeah.
We've been adding that
on. I'm
going
to suss the shit out of you guys.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's the ticket.
This is good cop, bad cop?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it makes sense, right? Yeah, yeah. Okay. But anyway, so we will rotate the stories around. And who would like to start first? Lucas?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so go for it.
Okay, so I was about 9 years old, and I was a bad kid. It was just a summer of...
You were a little ginger kid, though,
I
right?
was a little... Well, I mean, I was a little white kid. But yeah. I... but I had, like, dark skin. I look at pictures of me as a kid, and I was tan as hell. You know, like, I'm definitely getting skin cancer in 20 years because
right.
I was one of those kids that was just
out in the
sun.
Were you, like, a toe-headed kid, like a super white hair?
I just heard that term for the first time a month ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, was it by an older person?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Fuck you, Lucas. Fuck you. Continue.
But, yeah, so I vandalized a bunch of, you know, property around, like, our neighborhood, like my neighbor's garage,
at
a truck.
9 years old?
Yeah. Because I had, you know, an older brother, and he had a friend, and I looked up to them, and they were in the, like, 13, uh-huh. just, you know, in their troublemaking phase. I was the youngest, so I got put on probation, mm-hmm. and I used to have to leave school early.
Oh. At 9 years old?
Yes, to go to my parole officers.
You don't have a parole officer.
At 9 years old, yeah.
Probation officer, man. You don't have a parole officer. You're not getting out of prison.
Whatever it is. I just remember the probation officer had like a TA, like an assistant that I thought was really cute, and I was a little hornball. So I like look forward to going.
At 9 years old?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you remember how long you were sentenced to probation?
I don't. It was like a year.
Is that wrong?
It was like a year.
At 9 years old is so
At 9 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah, me and my brother went together.
Oh.
And so my mom sent me to farm camp.
Farm camp.
Farm camp.
Farm camp?
Yes. It's kind of code word for church camp because we prayed every day. We went to church.
Okay.
But
yeah.
we still woke up in the morning and we, you know, fed chickens and chased pigs.
Well, I went to work with my brother. He worked at a hog farm, right? And
were you nine?
Like a lie.
No, yeah, it was probably around that age, honestly. And I remember you had to you have to shower before you go in the hog farm. It's really weird. You have to use those showers. It's
well, even when you go on farms uh-huh. with cows and stuff, you have to do stuff with your feet and put them in like chemicals or get them washed off. Sometimes, it's easy to carry in disease.
Yeah. But then one of the pigs was having the babies, and she had one that was turned around backwards, so it wasn't coming out.
And you just assumed that, or is that what was told to you?
That's what my brother told me, right? He's like, uh-huh. do you want to go in for it? I was like, yeah. So I put on this little long glove, and I lubed it up with the big big tub of lube, you know?
That she just carries around.
It's like industrial lube.
Yeah, it's like a 5-gallon bucket of lube. You know?
Like coconut oil or what? Like anal?
Petroleum gel.
So you put the glove on, and you stuck your hand in the 5-gallon bucket of lube?
And the glove's your whole arm, right?
Yeah. It goes all the way up to your shoulder, this glove, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I went in to the pig, and then I felt the little pig's feet, and I grabbed his feet, and I pulled him out. It was so cool.
Let me ask you a question. Was the mama pig, when you put your little 9-year-old arm all glued up inside uh-huh. her vagina to grab at those other little piglets' feet?
Yeah, I was shoulder deep in there.
Did she see you? Was she like, no, oh, hell no, you're not going to let this little girl stick her arm in my puss? Was it like
no,
that?
No, she was in discomfort because she couldn't get the last baby out.
Right. Was she wiggling around?
well, we don't want to go into how hog farms, you know, there wasn't a huge space for her to wiggle around. God. She was just in a little cage.
How many babies was she having?
Oh, they had like 10 or more.
So did that fuck you up that you did that at the age of 9?
No, I thought it was awesome, dude. I wanted to do it. That was amazing.
All right.
No, that's cool.
Maybe you should be a doula.
A pig doula. A doula for pigs.
Take your doula and seuss your way out of here.
You know what a doula is?
No.
Someone who rubs like a pregnant woman's belly and helps her like deliver a baby.
I want really? To. No, I've been saying this. I need to go into a delivery room. I want to see a baby being born so bad. I want to be. I would love to. Are you going to have a baby?
I would love to.
Because I would love to be in the room.
Okay, well,
I want to
make sure that happens.
You guys, they just met 10 minutes ago. Anyways.
There's YouTube videos. Videos, Jessica.
No, but no, you don't get to see everything, and I want to be there.
The ones I watch, you do.
Wow!
I want to experience it once, and I don't want to do it myself.
You don't want to have kids?
Not natural. Oh, if I have kids, I'm going to adopt.
Mm. So let me ask you this: let's say you were pregnant, okay. and the little sucker was stuck in there. And you were in a cage.
You were in a cage.
Would you let a 9-year-old girl fucking stick it all the way in and shoulder?
Think about it, a 9-year-old's going to have smaller arms than, say, my brother, who was in his 20s and a big 6-foot-something dude. I'd be like, yeah, I'll take the girl over the...
Okay. Fair that enough, Jessica. Sense.
Right?
Yeah. All right. Sorry to interrupt your story. Lucas was ball of crazy. Hey.
I mean, I didn't know until this camp that the sound that piglets make when you pierce their nose, you know, because when piglets are small, you have to pierce their nose.
We didn't do that.
Otherwise, they'll dig in the dirt.
There's no dirt.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
Wait, what do you mean they'll dig in the dirt?
They'll like dig into the soil and ruin the soil, and they can escape even.
They
dig
love
under
to root.
The fence.
Uh-huh. You don't know that about pigs?
So they that's
so you pierce their nose and the squeal.
No, I did not know that. Okay, no. Jessica,
this is like wow, this is very illuminating.
Yeah.
Pigs destroy shit.
Oh yeah, they're not the nicest animals.
Right.
Well, calm down there, buddy.
Excuse me.
They will eat a baby. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true.
I remember being a kid and going to camp and like chasing them around. But like, you know, my grandpa had pigs. He had cows. The one animal that I love to this day are goats.
Goats are cool.
And at camp, we had this black and white, like cow painted goat named Genie. And I grew so close to that freaking goat. Like, he was the only redeeming thing.
Where
I mean.
Okay. Yeah. So, continue your story. So, the story is you went to farm camp.
Listen, we were.
You guys love those on here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it can be.
Jesus.
No, but seriously, I grew close to this goat.
Uh-huh.
And I'd milk him. And
you milk the goat?
I've learned to milk a goat.
Hold on, you milk a male goat?
What's that?
You are milking a male goat?
It was a female goat.
Oh, you kept saying him.
Oh. You know, got to see this goat every day. Kind of learned to really like this goat.
Right.
And then after about a week was our last day.
Uh-huh.
And we all sat down for dinner. And we all were fed what I believed was chicken. And then we were told, hey, all the animals that you cared for helped make this meal possible. And it ruined, like, my relationship with food from then on out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it was, I'll never forget being told that, like, you know, going to the barn and finding Genie wasn't there that morning. And, like, just thinking, you know, oh, it's just.
They didn't tell you?
What?
That you were going to be eating the goat?
No.
Because you would think in a place like that where they're trying to teach you a lesson and they would want, especially in Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, like, they would want to give you the whole experience.
That's the lesson.
No, but they should have went through the whole thing of like, hey, we're going to slaughter them. They should have done it.
Yeah.
They should have done it in front of all the kids.
But I have this friend, Tom Hester, and he grew up on a cattle farm in West Texas, and he said that happened to him where his dad gave him a calf, and that was his little buddy. And same thing, they at the dinner table, The dad was like, "You're eating your little buddy."
They always
why
tell
do you gotta pop it on you like that?
Yeah.
They always tell you after the fact.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to my uncle.
But I think if you're gonna eat meat, you should be able to kill the meat. I think that's very respectable. No.
I agree 100%. But why do they have to always pop it on the kids after the fact instead of taking them through it and like preparing them the entire time?
Because
I think you
would rather terrorize them and have them freak out. This is what you're saying, because that's what you would do if you were like, "We're going to kill that goat in 12 hours. He'd be freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, there's also something wrong, too, with just telling a kid. Because you don't want to know what you're eating. You don't want to like have a relationship with it like you know the pet.
Right.
But maybe we should have relationships with what we're eating. Maybe that, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't want to know its name, though. Well, I don't want to pet it every morning and... You know, because I love this goat. Like, this goat, it looked like a cow. I never got to have a goat as a kid. Never got to, like, play with a goat.
Did it ever climb on stuff?
I didn't either.
Did it climb? No, it didn't.
I never got to do it either. Yeah.
You're telling me, wait a minute, you're telling me this was a goat that didn't climb.
Well, I mean, I didn't see it climb. I'm sure maybe he, you know.
You never saw him on top of a horse?
Wait, shut up.
That happens all the time. Goats get on horses. Yes.
They climb trees. They climb like mountainsides.
And they get on top of horses all the time.
They do?
They do.
They absolutely mount horses?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
Am I right, Andrew, Oklahoma?
I mean, show me a picture of a goat on a horse.
I will.
No, we're not allowed to.
I've seen them in trees.
It's getting fucking ugly.
I've seen them on mountainsides. I mean, I'm fascinated by them because, like, you know, they eat anything.
Why do you think they have all these classes with goats doing yoga?
Oh, yeah.
I get that, but, like.
I've been watching too much Bobby Lee because I feel like I'm Bobby Lee right now.
Is goat yoga still?
That is a crazy story. I know. I love how this story is making us spin off in other directions. But when you were eating did you become a vegetarian right then?
No, but I didn't question anything I didn't eat after that.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I heard once that vegetables can hear when they're being eaten.
Mm. I believe that.
They can hear it?
No, like if...
like a good celery crunch?
Like if it's, let's say it's a carrot top or whatever in the ground and you're nibbling on them, whatever. You know, that's what I heard. Like I read it somewhere.
Yeah.
I read it. I'm starting that rumor. Anyway.
I think if you eat one kind of animal, you should eat any of it. Like, you can't be vegetarian but still eat fish. Like, that's racist. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that is.
Either eat all the animals or none of the animals.
See, but I'm almost a vegetarian now. I don't eat a ton of meat. And fish, though, are different to me.
Why?
Because I just didn't grow up around them.
But that doesn't mean they're less. That's some specious shit. Like, they're actually better than us because they can breathe underwater. And yet we act like they're, like, not real animals.
All right. So, Stace, yes, your turn.
So, it was, like, 9 years ago, and I was out partying with some friends, and we ended up at some weird, like, hippie commune party or something at some, like, fake church place in Venice where, you know, just a bunch of people like playing guitars and
was there anybody naked in a drum circle?
Probably, but I was pretty drunk, so probably. If not when I was there, definitely after I left. And I was there with a couple friends and I kept looking over this guy and he was like this beautiful Latin guy. And he was like super tan and like barefoot and like, you know, just he looked like Antonio Banderas when he used to be hot, you know?
Okay.
He was like playing guitar and shit. And so we started talking.
Can we stop with the guitars?
Why?
What?
It's like, oh, here we go.
Okay, well, but this was 9 years ago.
Like, let me illuminate it for you. The reason women love guitar players is because they have good action with their fingers.
I think I'd be fine if it's like an electric guitar, like going to be something cool. Uh-huh. But when they bring out that acoustic shit and kumbaya.
Dude, he could have been playing a recorder. Like, he could have been doing anything. So we started talking, and he's like, oh, like, let's go walk by the beach or whatever. And, you know, I live right off the board. Like in the madness of all this shit. And I was like, okay, great, you know. So we're like having so much fun. He's like playing me music and singing to me. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy is like different. Like maybe this guy is really gonna be like the guy, you know? And so we're like getting up near the boardwalk and
we're like kind of running in the grass and the sprinklers are going off. So we're like running through the sprinkler.
The sprinklers on the beach?
Yeah, like at nighttime, the sprinklers will go on the grass to, because we waste water or whatever. So we're like running through the sprinklers and I'm thinking like, oh my God, like I have never had so much fun with a man before in my life. Like he's like my Spanish lover, whatever. And so.
Do you remember his first name?
Not important to the story. So let's call him Antonio.
Okay.
So he's playing me music and then we start kissing and it was like the most amazing kiss, right? And I'm really like seeing my life like flash before my eyes, like I'm gonna have little like Spanish babies and so we're kind of like getting closer to my house and he's like, oh, like let me come over. You know, I don't know if that's a good accent. He's like, let me come
over.
Oh,
my God, I finally met the person that does the worst Hispanic accent, more so than myself. Oh, I'm so fucking glad you came to the podcast
today. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be in service. I'm thinking to myself, you know, because I just read the rules or whatever fucking book that tells, you know, because I was, yeah, I mean, this was 9 years ago, so I was like, you know, 26 or something. So I was like, I can't have sex with this guy because of a, you know, I'm used to having sex with him. Because
I really
all the
like
time,
him.
You know, yeah. And if
right?
I really like this guy, like, I need to just, like,
him. Fucked
hold
up how
off,
we do that.
You know, like, yeah. I'm really going to be a lady for once. You know, I'm really going to turn a corner here with this guy. So I was like, okay, no. Like, he was like, let me come spend the night. Like, let me come spend. And I was like, no. Like, I'm going to be a lady or whatever. Right? So I, like, sent him away and I'm just, like, buzzing. Like, this is the guy I'm going to marry, you know? So I go to bed. Wake up in the morning just like, wow, like, I can't believe I met him, you know? And like I said, I live right off the boardwalk. So I get up and I start walking to Groundworks down the boardwalk to get some coffee. And I look over and there's Antonio and he is begging for change. Because
I knew it! I knew
homeless.
It! I saw this coming! You're like, he's a homeless
he's
man!
He's a homeless man. And I looked over and I was like, oh my God, like, he didn't want to spend the night with me. Like, he needed a fucking place to stay.
Right.
Like, he didn't give a fuck about me. And, like, and I kind of see
I'm
him.
I'm sure he would have been happy to get laid, too.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, it's like a twofer. But, yeah. Like, so, like, I'm walking down the boardwalk, and I'm kind of, like, looking at, but I don't want him to see, so I'm just, like, rushing by, and my heart was, like, broken. You know, I was like, I am such a fucking, it. Like, and, like, in the daylight, like, he was really homeless. You know what I mean? Like,
at night he was
like,
bohemian.
At night he was a beautiful Latin lover. Bohemian hippie. In the daytime, he was fully unwashed. Like, we were in the sprinklers because he was like needed a shower.
Did
you
he
know?
Talk to you?
No, I tried to like hide, you know. And but the sad part of this story is that I recently.
Why are you gonna top your sad story? Continue.
The sad part of this story. So that was like I said, probably 9 years ago, and I was driving like to Walgreens or whatever, like a couple of weeks ago, and there was a guy, like a homeless guy, outside of fucking Walgreens. And I looked closely, and I was like, "Holy fuck, it's fucking Antonio or whatever his name is." You know, like it was him. Like he just
you
got progressively yes.
Oh, you mean
because
you were in Boston over the holidays?
No. It's in Venice. In Venice.
Oh,
this was all in Venice.
Oh, this was all in Venice.
All in Venice
oh,
Beach.
I
yeah.
see. Yeah.
So he's like been. He's like continued to be homeless this whole time, and now he's like really like there's no mistaking it, you know.
Right.
It's really sad because he it's anyway. So
but that is I don't know how I feel about that story.
Does that happen to you?
It's never happened to me. I have nothing to relate. I've never never done that. But I also feel like it's kind of fucked up that. You wouldn't fuck a homeless guy, too. Like, that's why I feel like that's a little fucked up that you have judgment over. But
right.
then, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
But I don't know how I feel about that story. Like, I honestly feel I'm totally fucking serious.
I don't
like,
think I'd have sex with a homeless man if I knew. But, you know, there's been, you know, there's young kids. They'll trick you sometimes because they kind of look like they're kind of
cool.
Hipsters
or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they're living on the street
yeah.
fucking doing heroin.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, they're all like in very good shape.
Not, yeah. not that she's thought about it in any kind of sense. Wow. That is a fucking confession, my friend.
Yeah.
That is.
Well, I felt safe with you guys.
Yeah.
Now I'm wondering if I shouldn't have.
Wow. Did you make out with him?
Oh, yes, yeah. Very much so. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Major make out.
Luckily, she was trying to be a lady.
Yeah. I know. Can you imagine?
Did he. Can I ask you a really disgusting question?
Yeah.
Did he, like, get second base?
I'm sure he did. I mean, I can't remember, but knowing me back then, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, second base, is that over the top?
Or is it third base? Third base action, is like, right? What is third base,
there was
Lucas?
No genitalia.
Second base is definitely titty action. third is right before you round home, so that's like.
So did he do third?
No, there was no genitalia.
All of a sudden, she's like, no, what are you talking about?
No. What do you think I am? I mean, he was a very good looking man, and, right. You know, poor guy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Literally. But that is a fucked up story.
I mean, and then I wondered, like, maybe if I had taken him home that night, like, maybe his life would have turned
around.
Yeah,
maybe
you
would have turned
been
it
together
around for him. Yeah.
You really,
I've given this a lot of thought, you know, because
really
I've seen him a few times over the years, you know, and it's like...
how's lost a mixed baby.
Yeah.
How is he aged?
How has he aged?
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah,
not good. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
most homeless people don't.
No.
Yeah, but I bet he's got great calves.
Great calves and great fingers.
Well, so we're moving on to the next story, Lucas. Go ahead.
Okay. Top that.
Top that.
Well, it's a baseball story.
Okay.
I was a
bases. Perfect.
Yeah.
Could have planned it any better. Sorry to interrupt. You're getting mad at me.
No, I'm just thinking where to start with this.
Oh, yeah. You're trying to throw us off?
Uh-huh. Oh, I cannot lie, liar.
Mm. Yeah, but you can't fuck a homeless dude. So don't get too comfortable with yourself.
I think if I was homeless, I could still get laid.
Okay.
I would be that kind of homeless. I'd be shameless.
That kind of confident.
I'd be a shameless hobo. I was 14. I was a freshman in high school. And it was the first day of summer. And in Iowa, summer is like king. And baseball is my favorite sport. Like, okay. I play football, basketball, and baseball. But baseball is the one I love. It's the one I look forward to. I was always jealous of Florida and California and Texas kids because they got to play it year-round. And it's the first day of summer, and we have a baseball game. We have a game, and it's during the day. And I'm so excited. I'm like, okay, I'm a freshman. I'm on, like, I made the baseball team. I'm going to start, like, really lifting weights this summer because I'm at that age as a man where, you know, you just focus on something and you work towards it. And I'm like, I really want to be the best player, you know, on this team that I can be. And coach also said I could be, JV as a ninth grader, which would be pretty dope.
And what position did you play? What was your thing?
I was a catcher in first base.
Okay.
And it was the first at bat of the season. And I was up to bat. And a ball comes high and inside at me. And I twitch my body as if to swing at it. But even though it's coming, like, up and in. And it clipped my right hand. And I just went down. And, you know, I look at my hand. It's just a huge, huge puff. And my dad's a doctor, so I get x-rays that
Your
night.
Dad's a doctor?
Yeah.
Fuck,
he's family practice. He delivers a lot of babies. That's why you talking about delivering babies. I'm like, yeah. He's going to retire in 2 years, so you got to get on it now.
I got to get on it soon.
Yeah. Oskaloosa, Iowa.
Is he married?
Yeah. He has 11 kids.
11? You have 11 brothers and sisters?
On that side. I'm the last of the original four. And then he went off and had
the original four?
The original four.
Yeah.
That's what I call it.
We're the original four.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
OG hurls.
Sound like the Avengers or something.
Yeah, yeah. But my dad always had a thing about operating on his kids.
Uh-huh.
Like, I had to be casted up a couple times, and he did it when I was, like, five because my brother broke my arm, and he also broke my other brother's arm, and my dad had just gotten divorced, so he thought people would think he's, like, beating his kids. When it wasn't office hours, I had to go in and get, like, a cast for my arm. But this time... He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to cast my hand. Took x-rays. It was shattered. Broke, you know, your hand has the most bones in it as any other part of your body. So I had, I like, first day of summer, broke my hand, all my dreams of like getting, you know, ripped over the summer and, you know, making JV were just gone.
So, I mean, technically, could you still play catcher and catch with the mitt in the left hand and then throw the mitt down and throw with the left arm?
I mean, no.
I mean, if you were really...
I know everyone looked at you like,
yeah, yeah. I'm not going to waste the audience's time. Well, like every pitch would take 2 minutes.
You could have got really quick at it.
Hey, maybe. Yeah, so it sucked. But the fracture was so bad, I'd wear a cast for 3 months. Like it was 12 weeks of cast, which, you know, if you've worn a cast, you know, it's usually much shorter than that. And it was like mid-August, I get the cast off, and I'm so excited. But meanwhile, when I first got it casted, I was still lifting weights, but I was doing like Nautilus machines. But I wasn't like, I'm not letting this cast get in my way. You know, I'm not going to like play catcher and like throw the ball back with my left hand. But I am going to like still lift weights and stuff. So I get the cast off, and I realize that my ring finger knuckle was in the middle of my hand, that it hadn't healed correctly, and that like...
Can we see your hand?
Yeah. So for 4 years...
Can we see it compared to your other hand, please? Yeah.
Well, hey, I'm not done with the story. I'm almost... So for 4 years, I had my knuckle in the middle of my hand, and I couldn't play sports because they wanted to let the bones mature before they could break it again. So for my graduation present from my dad, I got cosmetic surgery on my right hand. And so they had to go in and they broke it again. They put pins.
That's what
in.
You got for your birthday?
No, for my graduation present. Yeah, which insurance covered it. So I just really, my dad paid the deductible.
Oh, no.
No, the lighting's bad. You won't be able to see anything, Liz.
Oh, yeah, the lighting.
So,
it's a really good surgery.
Yeah.
In
where
Iowa.
Was your knuckle? It was literally
in the middle of my hand. And so I had a big bump in like the middle of my palm. And I was just told, hey, you got to let your bones mature before we can fix this. And I always kind of blame my dad for not casting it. You know, he wanted to have his friend, who was another doctor at the clinic, do it, which is fine. But my mom was kind of like, you know, I bet, you know, had they done that right, it would have
healed
correctly.
There's probably a thing, though, about working on your own kids.
Yeah, I'm sure there's got to be a law that, you know, or something like that, right?
Right, and he might even have been nervous himself.
Yeah, yeah, maybe he was nervous.
I think that's why he never did it.
Yeah, that he couldn't do it correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because imagine if he had put your knuckle in the middle of your hand. How bad
would
it
have
been?
Yeah,
that would have
been
bad.
Funny.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, he would have to pay for that surgery. That's not a gift.
Right.
All right, so then those are your two stories. Is the goat at farm camp that you had to, that you ate unwittingly. And
Jeannie was her name.
Jeannie, the goat. And then the cow goat. And then also, so your hand with that you broke it playing baseball.
Correct.
On the first day of school when you were, first day of summer when you were out of school. Freshman in high school. And that you had a knuckle in the middle of your hand right here, right? Mm-hmm. Like where they stamp when you go into a.
Yeah.
You know, right there.
Where were you? You got a stamp right now, Felicia.
I was at the Comedy Store last night.
We don't do stamps?
No, for Tammy Jo's fundraiser, yeah. All right, so there, Jessica. I'm not on the hot seat. These two are. So go ahead, Stacia. Go with your second story.
Okay, so this was probably around 7, 8 years ago. I was living in Venice Beach with like the biggest coke dealer in Venice Beach. He was
I totally believe that about you.
So was he your boyfriend? Was he your boyfriend?
Actually, no. He was like my best guy friend, but I had never had sex with him. But I was probably the only girl he didn't have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we were strictly platonic. But we were living together, and he was like kind of a. Like a big, like I think bigger than I realized he was, like in the dealing or whatever. Like one time I was sitting in the living room and he got a phone call to his house and it went to voicemail and it was like this crazy Peruvian guy being like, "You need to call me back." Like it was scary, right?
Peruvian? How do you know he was Peruvian?
I don't know why I thought that because I remember him talking about some Peruvian guys he was buying from, right? So anyway.
So one night we were like out partying or whatever and, you know, up all night, just a normal crazy fucking night. And the next day I was taking like a little disco nap in the living room, you know, just
a
probably
disco
yeah,
nap.
You know, it's like you're taking like a 30-minute I've been doing coke all night nap, you know, in the middle of the day so you can
that's called
do
a disco nap.
Night.
Mm-hmm.
I what? Like that. What do you say? Like a little nap between coke sessions.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah. I didn't know that was called a disco nap.
Well, so anyway, so taking a little disco nap and I hear some like some guys speaking and I kind of like wake up and I look over and my friend we'll call him John. We'll call him John.
Let's call him Antonio.
I look over and I'm like in the living room on the couch and he's in the dining room and he's face down on the floor and there are 8 SWAT team guys standing around him. Like SWAT, like that has SWAT on the back of their jackets, like out of fucking Law and Order, right? Yeah. And they have guns out. Like it was gnarly. Like, and I had just woken up and I was like, am I hallucinating? You know, what is going on? And I look over and they're like, stay down, where are your jackets? You know, like talking all crazy Law and Order, like or whatever. And I'm kind of like, they hadn't noticed I was there because I was asleep. So, and I was like in the corner all like, you know, they hadn't noticed I was there. And so when I woke up, I kind of like, you know, start moving around and one of the SWAT guys saw me from the corner of his eye and came over to me, and, you know, and he has like a fucking gun out. I mean, this is like not a joke. This is scary shit. Right.
Right.
And I'm like,
I had sex with this coke guy once and he hit a gun under my car seat and I didn't know it was there. And that freaked me out.
Wow. He's protecting you.
I guess.
You hit it under your car. Like, that's illegal. Like, if you get pulled over. And
oh, yeah. I would have been in a lot of trouble.
So why how's he protecting you with that?
No, that's what she said.
I mean, I was.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I had a gun under my car seat.
They don't make them like that anymore. So one of the SWAT guys walks over to me and he's like, gets all in my face and he's holding a gun and he's, you know, all SWAT gear and he's like, did you buy drugs from this man? And I'm thinking like, no, I don't buy drugs from him. What are you fucking talking about? Buy drugs, you know? But I was just like, oh no. And my purse was right there and he's like, are there drugs in this purse? And I'm thinking like, oh my God, if there is a God, please don't let there be drugs in this. I mean, there probably are. You know what I mean? So he takes my purse and he starts going through it. And for whatever reason, there weren't drugs in this purse. And I was like, I'm sorry, sir. Like, he's just a friend of mine. I'm on the Venice Neighborhood Council, which was true. And
you
totally
are the
bizarre.
Venice Neighborhood Council.
I know. Bizarre. I didn't run. They, like, elected me. I think because they wanted someone, like, under the age of 80 or whatever on it. And I was like, I don't know how that happened, to be honest. Anyway, so I was trying to use that. Like, I'm a politician. They arrested me. They arrested him, and they arrested me because I was, like, I don't know what you call it when you're, like, you know.
As an accessory or something?
Yeah, I'm, like, in a house full of, like, a ton of cocaine and, like, clearly lying. And they arrest us and they take us to fucking jail. And I'm a mess. You know, I'm like 25 or something. You know, I have no idea what's going on. And by the way, I haven't slept really, you know, and like kind of like coked, you know, crazy. And also my best friend who I trusted, he was an older man. He was like 45, you know, and I thought he like had everything. No, now he's, you know, he's the only person I know with money. And I'm just like, what the fuck am I going to do? P.S. I'm on the Venice Neighborhood Council and I'm arrested. Like, what
right.
The fuck?
This is not going to look
not good.
Good,
you know? And at the time, my mom was academic dean at a girls' school in L.A. So it's like, this is like not a good look, you know, for anyone. So we get to jail and the bail was like $10,000. And you have one phone call or whatever. So I called my friend Serena, who lived above us in the house. And she didn't have any money. But the only person I knew that had money was one of the guys who used to buy coke from Johnny. But I didn't have his number. and I couldn't call him.
You called him Johnny this time. You said, let's call him John.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, that's clearly not his name. I just don't want to say it because he's still, like, in business, you know? So. Or maybe that would, like, help promote him. I don't know. It's not good. So, anyway, So Serena had to stay on the phone with me while I literally, like, directed her in her car to this guy's house. And, like, I didn't know, you know, I had to, like, give her directions while she's like, now take a left on Rose. You're on Rose. Okay, now go all the way. So she could find the guy, his, like, biggest customer or whatever, who I knew had money, and ask him for the bail money to bail us out. And then, and it worked. She bailed us out. He gave her the money and bailed us out. But that was... And anyway, so then I stopped drinking after that because, you know.
Did you keep in touch with him?
You said he's still in business, so you know this.
I know he's still in business, but no. I mean, I've been sober since then, but he has not, unfortunately.
So this was the reason why you got sober?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Very interesting.
It is very interesting. It do remind me of my sister, and she did do drugs.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
High compliment from Jessica. But it's interesting to see you tell your two stories because you went about each story in a different way of how you told it. And not just the topic matter, but the style in which you're telling the story. So that's why this is very curious.
What do you mean? Like how so?
Just more...
For the second story, you knew all the lingo, disco nap.
Yeah, I know. Just... The little that you seem more nervous telling that story, you know. Mm. But I don't know if it is nervousness, but something was different on how you told the story. So it's going to be very curious. So let's start with Lucas. Does anybody have any questions about Lucas's stories?
Bring it, Lucas.
Yes,
I'm ready. I'll tell
Lucas.
Yeah,
the what? Goat that doesn't climb.
Uh-huh. What are they climbing where I'm from?
Well, they like to climb in. Was there any other animals in there with him?
Dog houses.
He wasn't a small. Yeah, like he wasn't.
And you see, now I am calling him, and you continue to call him when we clearly knew him was a her.
Well, see, that's
named
where
Genie.
That's where you fucked me up because that's the lie.
You're not supposed to say that.
That's the one.
No, wait.
I'm changing the rules.
Why did you do that? We have a format.
I'm telling you the truth.
No one's ever done that.
I forgot.
Wow. Oh my God.
Well, she
made history.
Oh my God.
She got it out of me.
I got
Jesus
I'm getting
Christ.
You should be a detective.
You should never cheat on anybody because you will be fucking defeated, my friend. You cannot lie.
Well,
you're
that's
like
what
the
did
worst
it because
lawyer
most.
Ever.
Most of that story was true, but like the whole genie thing, I did have a male goat named Genie at farm camp. But
a
when
male
you said
goat.
It was a male goat, and when you said did you milk it, it's like yeah, okay, I did learn to milk a goat, but it was a female. It was like I don't know if it probably wasn't his sister, but there were you know a few goats. Genie was the one I grew close to. We didn't have to eat him, thank God. That's was taken from a story from my uncle where he did have to eat his childhood pig. Unknowingly.
Right, because every redneck has one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, so I tried to mix, like, two stories
into
one.
I have a feeling you said a lot in your lifetime. Yeah, you got me.
Yeah, you got me. Like, I don't want to answer these questions. Like, when you said, Lucas, the goats, like, I'm not in for this interrogation.
Wow. That was interesting. I didn't see that coming. I thought you were going to be fucking thrifty-ass liar.
Oh, no.
And you couldn't do it, Lucas. That is blowing my mind. Oh. Wow.
Well,
so then the story about the knuckle is true.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So to this day, now you can see the scar and there's pins and you can feel it if you want. But the only time I'll ever feel it, and I felt it last weekend, because I shook a guy here's hand, like a door guy, who's one of those guys, like, you know, squeezes
the help.
Who
has that
help.
Kind of grip that's
I don't
a door
name
guy
names,
here?
But I'll tell you off camera.
Is he a real door guy
please,
or a security?
Please, we just have to ask you three times, you'll fucking tell us.
Yeah, exactly.
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
Yeah, it really, and it was kind of uncomfortable. That's why I don't like to shake. I shake people's hands with my left hand, or I hate fist pounds, but I'd rather do that.
Because
there's men that will like try to outshake you.
Yeah, they
that's
do.
All, that's all great, but I don't like to feel it.
They do that.
Yeah.
Well, that was an interesting turn in the podcast. So now we're going to go over to Stacia. Whatever you do, Stacia, you wait till I say, is it a fucking lie? Okay.
Okay. All right. Hold it in.
Well, if you have Felicia question, you're not Jessica.
Let's let Felicia go first.
So any questions do you have for her, Lucas? Her first story is about almost fucking a homeless guy.
Yeah, and the coke dealer.
No, you can't get his number. I don't have it anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I got no questions.
Any questions, Andrew?
No questions. I just I don't know. They both seem plausible and implausible at the same time. Like maybe in the sense of like maybe it happened to you, maybe it happened to a friend. I don't know. So I don't know.
Huh, Jessica?
Well, I can tell you for sure if that second story didn't happen to her, it happened to a friend. If she was into drugs, because that's obvious. I could see my mom now being like, "Fuck! I hope there's no." Drugs in that purse. There's probably drugs in that purse. You know what I mean?
Wait, am I like your mom or like your sister?
Oh, both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the way...
No, but you remind me of my sister because you're very pretty and like you you look like maybe you would have dated black guys, but I could be wrong.
I never have.
I have questions because I was serious about when you told that second story about the coke and you were like looking around all shifty. But then the second, when you told the first story about the homeless guy, you were very like, you know, then we were dancing in the sprinklers and you weren't as shifty about giving the information. Mm. So.
Yeah, and it had a nice button at the end, you know, and I could see it coming. Like I was like, he's homeless.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? Like
so what do you think? What do you think? Which one of hers is the lie, Lucas?
I think the second one is. I don't think Venice has a city council.
Neighborhood council? It does. Neighborhood council. Venice neighborhood council. Google it.
Google that.
I think the second one's a lie.
I would almost tend to agree with you because how the fuck did you get on that city council? I think that was something you accidentally stumbled across and then you weren't able to fucking keep it up.
No, I joined the outreach committee because I wanted to help throw parties. And the old people on the council put me in the election without my asking to do it because they wanted like young people to... they wanted to like liven it up or whatever.
Uh-huh. So they're going to get the girl that almost fucks homeless guys. Yes.
I'm a giver, you know? I'm into community service. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure that you've had some questionable encounters.
Again, thank you, Jessica. Uh-huh.
But and I have too. Like I'm not judging you.
No.
Well, I mean,
I'm just gonna leave this podcast and start crying. I'm just gonna be in my car in the parking lot, just like crying, going through Facebook pictures from 2009.
What the fuck did I do with my life? I honestly don't think the homeless guy one is true. I think the second one is true. That to me sounds like a drug addict's story.
Well, you're not wrong about that, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a drug addict so much as an alcoholic, you know? I'm more of a boozer, you know? But I'll try to not be offended, you know?
Wow, that's fucking deep.
My drug of choice is cheap red wine on ice with a splash of Diet Coke.
Right. Really? No. But it doesn't hurt to have a boyfriend that sells.
Not my boyfriend.
He wasn't the boyfriend.
Okay. Not my boyfriend. Yeah.
Just an older, creepy guy that sold cocaine.
Right, and when I did meth in high school, there was always that older guy that was like a bicycle or a bike, you know, Harley man that had plenty of meth to go around, and it was just the nice old...
There's something you need to share.
This shit is getting deep now.
I'm in an AA meeting right now. I'm like, wow.
Thank you for sharing, Jessica. Wow. How did that make you feel?
Well, I know I'm telling the truth.
All right, so Andrew, you say what?
I think that the homeless guy is the lie. I agree with Jessica on that one.
Wow.
I don't know why. I just
Yeah. So it's tied. Is that
and so you're saying that the home that we're saying yeah, that she you. Fucked a home that yeah. she almost fucked a homeless yeah. guy.
That one she definitely
and
fucked.
And then Jessica and Andrew are saying yeah. that.
Either way, would, I'm kind of an loser. I mean, let's be honest. It's like, what's worse? I fucked a homeless guy or I went to jail for drugs?
I'm hoping the lie is the first one and that you did fuck the homeless guy.
Mm. Well, I didn't fuck him, first of all. That fucking was not part of the story,
yeah,
okay?
No, so, yeah.
She did second base. Okay. She didn't get. Yeah. She didn't go around the yeah. world
above
with the homeless
the
guy. So, what is the lie?
The lie is the second one.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well done.
But yes. It was true up into the... I did not go to jail. I was not arrested. He was arrested. I definitely took a disco nap.
Yeah. See, I knew, yeah. you knew what you were yeah. talking about yeah. in that story.
Yeah,
though.
But the ending was yeah. a lie. I was the one driving to the guy's house trying to find the guy who had the money or whatever.
Did oh. now, yes, Andrew.
I just, that's what I said a minute ago.
So let me ask you this. Uh-huh. Let me ask you this. Uh-huh. Was the part true about that you were on the city council?
Yes.
Are you see that
neighborhood
part
council? Saying? Neighborhood council.
Neighborhood
yes.
council.
Uh-huh. Listen, not city council. City council is like real. I was like always around, out and about at all the bars.
You
and
were
like,
the Lindsay Lohan of Venice.
I was the Lindsay. Well, Lindsay Lohan also lived in Venice at the same time. So no, she was the Lindsay Lohan of Venice. But I found out later when I got sober that all the bouncers at all the like stupid bars on there used to have a nickname for me. It was called MBT.
What does that mean?
Nothing but trouble. And they would like,
MBT.
Yeah,
they'd
be like, MBT is headed over in about 5 minutes. We care. I don't know what. All of a sudden, they're from Iowa. Or But I was so flattered when I found that out. I was like, oh, I was like, that. I was bad. You know?
So, this has been an illuminating podcast, to say the least. Jessica,
I can't believe I got yours wrong.
I can't believe it either.
But you know what? A lot of it was true. That's why I could feel it.
Mm-hmm. You could feel it. You saw all the real parts.
Yeah. I mean, it was a real story. You just put yourself in the different position.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let's never forget that the real truth is she almost got fingered by a homeless guy. Okay,
let's
not
never forget
the real truth.
Never forget that my parents can't listen to any of this podcast.
Also, you
Boston
seem-
numbers aren't going up then.
Yeah. Fuck, please. I'm going to tag it all about your parents and you getting fingered by a homeless guy. So, do you want to pick who the biggest liar is?
Yes, obviously, Lucas is not going to win.
Oh, which is so actually a good thing, you
thank
know.
You.
Like
thank
I mean, that's
thank
like a
you,
good
Stacia.
Prize to not win.
Yes.
So the winner for today's podcast is definitely Anastasia.
Okay, yeah. Maybe if one of you could say my name correctly in the whole fucking podcast.
Anastasia Powell.
Stacia. It's like Stacia. Anastasia. Anastasia.
That's what I was trying to put it all together.
But it's not Anastasia.
Anastasia.
Please, she calls me Flamisha.
Flamisha.
Let's fucking let it go. Well, you guys have been awesome guests. Where can people find you?
At Stacia Patwell on Instagram. And the next Ride or Die is February 20th at the Comedy Store in the Belly
nice.
Room.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And you, Lucas?
I'm at Lucas Hurl. It's H-I-R-L. And I have a Yelp review coming out next Monday.
They're really funny.
Yeah. And just
what do you mean you got
me.
A Yelp review? What is
I just,
this?
I like to go to stupid things and judge them.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah.
He's very negative.
I'm very negative.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the meanest thing you ever said? And is it a fake Yelp review or is it no a real?
No, it's
review?
Real. I did Steve Randolph and Chelsea Skidmore's wedding, and they asked me to take it down.
Oh, so that was
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what? That's...
That's crazy. Now.
I can't believe they asked you to take it down. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that was the meanest one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They asked you to take it down?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Two comics getting married. And
they asked you to take it down?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
That's bad.
They were on their honeymoon. Really like, they texted me on their honeymoon. Like, that was they were in Italy, and I, like, was interrupting their life.
Oh. You think they would think it's funny, though? I mean, come on. Randolph was in with the asshole guys.
Yeah. Wait, who are the asshole guys?
Well, he was a part of the, with Steve-O and all that.
Oh, yeah,
Jackass.
Yeah. Oh, the asshole guys. I love that.
Do I have to tell you, Andrew, the other day you had put in information about your book. And it was fucking like 5 minutes long. And I was like, fuck, Andrew's like, and then go here to Amazon at this link and do this and do that. I was like, fuck, dude. Your pitch for your book can't be longer than me saying I'm at Felicia Michaels.
And I'm at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. And you guys, you've been lied to.